Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at NeoCon, second day of the show on the 11th floor, and I'm with Tom Ellis, the Chief Marketing Officer at BoU. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Kemp, how are you?
Good. We're starting out the day up here. I wanted to run up here because you won two Best of NeoCon awards yesterday. You won an Innovation Award in Modular for a collection called Collaboration, and you won a Carpet Fiber Award, a Silver Award, which I find interesting, too, because you know, some people who look at this business from a distance saw you selling some of your assets in carpet fiber, and here you are winning awards with it. So tell us about both products. Let's start with the Modular product.
Okay, the Modular product, Kemp, is our collaborative collection. And this was really an open source approach to solving some problems that we identified from an environmental point of view as well as a performance point of view. We had a design that we wanted to integrate into our Nextera backing, which has a high recycled content, but we were looking for a type 6/6 fiber that had high recycled content. So we opened it up to the industry. Universal stepped up and said, hey, we won gold last year for our Thrive fiber, and we'd be willing to participate, but the technology that you're using is using a lot of fiber. It's the color point technology. So we said, okay, well, that creates another challenge. So we went back to the industry, and Catalina Carpet Mills, who does a lot of toughening for the industry, uses the color point technology quite a bit and said, we'll take a run at it. And they were able to save 23% of the fiber based upon the design, because most of the color points are 28, 30, 32 ounces. We were able to reduce this yarn usage by 23%. So now we had Catalina taking our design with a universal fiber with our Nextera backing to bring a solution to the marketplace. So that brought three collaborators together. The fourth collaborator, of course, is the design community. Mm-hmm. So we are showing this product on the floor in three collections, and we're asking for their input as to which one we should launch first.
And who's putting these designs together?
Our design team in Adairsville, mm-hmm. which is our BoU product development team, went to the market and identified an organic and geometric crossover. And by looking at it from a digital point of view, we were able to create this pattern, and that's why it's called tree bark and barkley, because it's an interpretation of a natural element.
A little biophilia going on there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. This is really nice. And the colors are a little bit muted. I mean, they're not jumping out like these accent colors, but it works well together because you've got some neutrals and then a few base primary colors.
Right. Yes. And one of the reasons we did that was because we wanted the color to be consistent across the three design platforms, so color was not influencing what they were looking at from a design perspective, and we got the color separation. We're going to go back to work, and now we're going to bring those colors into the appropriate market for healthcare, for corporate. So the color has gotten a high response due to the contrast, mostly for hospitality and healthcare, but we need to also think about corporate office space, and so we're going to get more tonal as we move forward with these designs.
All right, let's move over to this fiber system. As I mentioned earlier, you'd sold some assets in fiber, but it looks like you're also developing new products, right?
Yeah, we're never going to stop trying to innovate in an environment where it's our core competency, in this case, which is fiber. The information that we're getting back from the marketplace and the markets that we serve is we prefer to have a solution dyed product over a yarn dyed product. Most of that is coming from a space dye, because space dye gives you multiple colors in, to your point, a pop and color. And so we actually have patented a process where we can cable and heat set solution dyed fibers that emulate and give you the same visual as a short, medium, or long space dye threaded up as a solution dye product. We actually have on display here, for those of you who should come by and see our booth, we have one of our top-selling products called Batiste, now threaded up with this continuous color technology, and the color separation is dynamic. People are recognizing it as an entirely different product. We brought this technology over from our residential side of the business because of our pet guarantee, and everybody wanted a solution-dyed product, so continuous color has played in that arena for some time. And now we're going to get very busy making continuous color available in our commercial line.
Try to verbalize what you get with space dyed that you're able to do here. I mean, it's kind of like a striation and a subtle shift from one color range to another, right?
It is. And with a space dye, you either get pooling or you get an elongated, to your point, striation that you don't get by barber poling or other techniques. And so what a space dye does that we can do with continuous colors, we can get that same striated look, that gives you that color that comes and goes or pools. If it's a short space dye, it pulls and then it goes away and it pulls. It's an all-over visual, but it actually adds to the texture and the dimensional visual of the product because it's a space dye. So with continuous color, if we want to have a very elongated or variegated look, we'll make a long visual simulating a long space dye. If we want to have pooling of colors or a concentration of colors, we'll emulate a short space dye.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, congratulations on those awards. So just let me step back a minute. We're talking about Beaulieu here. You know, when you start thinking from 100,000 feet, you hear the story about Beaulieu kind of shifting away from being a strictly carpet company to offering multi-surfaces. And yet, these two awards are in the carpet area, so you continue to lead there from an innovation standpoint. But talk about the other surfaces you're showing here at the show.
Yeah, Beaulieu is a flooring company. And as a flooring company, we actually have this same design LVT sitting on the floor. Half of it is a click system, which is a locking floating system that can be glued down with a painted edge. And we've got the same design on the other half of our showroom with what's called 1-2 floor. It's a free lay floating system that requires no adhesive. We are getting a lot of traction with people saying, what is this floor over here? We can literally have a little suction cup, pick it up, and show you that this is a floating floor without adhesive. It's a 5-millimeter product, and then up against the wall, we've got a color collection going from scratch concrete to other wood grains to even an all-over solid surface look that typically is a poured element, whether it be concrete or a combination of concrete and mica. So yes, our showroom is about a third hard surface and two-thirds soft surface.
Is that the way the sales mix is now?
It's close to that. We're closer to 25-75, but our objective is to get closer to 40-60.
One last question. I know this is a commercial audience here, but another thing you're doing that I find very interesting on the residential side is you're coming out with a merchandising system for your retailers that allows them to customize the products that they offer based on who they think their end user is. How's that going?
Now, that's on the residential side,
right.
Yes. That hit the streets about March of this year. Very well received. Historically, what was happening is it was a program sell. We would load up a display. We'd take it into a dealership. We would say, here's how much it is. We hope you like all the styles. If there were 20 styles in there, half of those sold in the Northeast, half of didn't, and some in the Southeast. So what we did was we developed 4 platforms for merchandising, standardized on our samples, and said, here's the merchandising, here's the samples, how do you want to bring these to market? And the dealers have responded with, thank God somebody's listening to us. In addition to that, it's less expensive for them because now every product in that display is going to sell in their market. It's hand-selected by them, and quite frankly, we would prefer it that way.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Well, it's good to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Tom Ellis, Chief Marketing Officer at Beaulieu at Neocon, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.